This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
David, he's listening on the web in Reading, Pennsylvania. Hi, David.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, thank you. I'm having a healthy debate with my friend, who for the past 3 days, I got his mind changed about the guarantee of divine healing and the atonement, and how he believed that physical healing is a guarantee with salvation. Now, he asked me a question on Luke 17:6, because he's really been in the Word Faith movement, and he's has struggled with the positive confession aspect of it.
Yeah, have faith in God. I mean, that passage, like other passages, points out that if you have faith in God, what you hope will come to pass will come to pass 100% of the time in accordance with the will of God. What subsumes the passage is have faith in God, which is to say that God can do anything. But if your faith is in your own faith, it is merely credulity. In other words, if you have faith in your own faith that you can move a mountain and throw it in the middle of the sea, that's credulity. But if you have faith in God and it is His purpose and His plan to move a mountain, it is a small thing for God. The point here again is the difference between biblical faith and the faith manifested in the credulity of faith followers who are taught not to have faith in God, but faith in their own faith.
Right, so that's when in 1 John 5:4, when it says this is the confidence that we have before Him, that whenever we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that faith teachers will continually tell you. You should never pray, "Thy will be done." That's not faith. That is the antithesis of faith. In reality, from a biblical perspective, that is precisely how our Lord taught us to pray. The same thing is true if you look at James 4 and 5. James makes clear that to pray in any way other than in accordance with God's will is simple foolishness. It is precisely what the world does. It is not what a biblical believer does.
Right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Hank.
You got it, my friend.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.